Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like your hair.
Thank you.
It's so poofy.
I didn't wash it.
Oh, it looks good not washed.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, I missed everyone. I missed you last week.
I missed you, too. I'm so glad we're back.
I know. We got a couple of listener messages, and if anybody wants to get a hold of us, how can they do so?
They can message us on our Instagram, which is TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And a couple episodes ago, we talked about, like, what is everyone watching during quarantine? So we got a message that says, "Hello, ladies, El Compadre here." Compadre, Caesar.
Caesar!
And during quarantine, we watch HGTV. Which I love HGTV.
That's like the home remodel kind of shows. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Movies. And we also covering the walls and floors at the apartment. LOL. And by the way, also covering the walls and floors at the apartment. I'm wondering if that means something dirty.
Oh.
Because he ends it with LOL. So I'm like, are you doing stuff on those surfaces or are you like painting them? Or
yeah, are you covering them in paint or in something else?
What's by the way, I saw Midsommar and that movie is so weird. They show a guy jump off a cliff and snap his leg and they show it. Oh God, sleep tight with those visuals. Thanks,
no!
Caesar. Thanks
oh,
for
man.
That.
That would seriously give me nightmares if I watched that right before I went to bed.
And we got another message kind of talking about what's going on in quarantine, because we did read a story about how, you know, is this guy the a-hole or not, where his girlfriend was picking all these movies and he had she would pick a movie, then he would pick a movie, and he had like refined taste.
Yes.
And she would watch, you know, crap, quote unquote, crappy stuff, which was actually like what's really popular and getting a lot of acknowledgement, like Knives Out and Midsommar. And so he basically banned her from ever picking movies again.
Yes, and then she went to the room and watched her own thing.
Right, and so it's like, am I the a-hole? Yeah, you are. So the Frosty One messages us and says, I'm really lucky with my girlfriend. We have two TVs in the living room because we both like to play video games, but I tend to play different genres. So we'll play completely different games on separate TVs, or I can watch WWE or even a movie while she games or vice versa. But we also have very similar tastes in movies, so we really have no issues. But wow, this guy you're talking about was ridiculous. Glad to hear you ladies back. Thank you for being awesome.
That's amazing that you guys have two TVs.
I'm just picturing it.
It's kind of honestly like my house. There's a TV in the kitchen and a TV in the living room.
And you could see, depending on where you're standing, you could watch both at the same time.
Exactly. And so when my mom's in town, my mom will watch the one in the kitchen just, you know, normally.
And there's a couch in that area too.
Yeah. So she'll sit on the couch, watch that TV, and my dad will sit in the chair with his headphones on and watch his TV. So he just hears his and not my mom's, you know, and vice versa. And I mean, it works.
See, I like the idea, and granted, I haven't really had a boyfriend in a minute, but especially with the whole lockdown, I haven't really even been able to do anything.
Yeah, right.
Except there is something that might be happening Friday, which I'll tell you about in a sec. It was happening literally as the we were setting up for the podcast.
You were looking at your phone and like very happy, smiling. Yeah, she
I'll
gets this little
you.
Smirk on her face.
I'll tell you
like,
in a sec.
Who's she talking to?
But like even if you're not liking the same stuff, like sometimes I just like company, whether it's your friends or family or whatever. Like my mom will put on, for example, my little foster brother has this channel he likes. It's like Baby First and it's all these baby shows.
Oh.
And there's some shows that he loves. And so when he's getting too antsy, we'll put the shows on for him.
Yeah, it'll kind of calm him down.
Right, and it'll help him focus. Or it'll actually, some of the shows are like kind of bedtime shows too at the middle, like at night, like around 7 or 8. So they'll start singing like, you know, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and stuff.
A lullaby.
And so like all the characters are going to sleep and getting ready. And so he kind of like drifts off watching that.
Dude, I would put that on all the time if I had a kid.
Right.
Even if it's not bedtime.
Oh no, I have a song I'll play when I really need him to go to sleep.
And it makes him just
zonk out. Usually zonks out, because we've been playing it for him since he was born.
Cute. That's brilliant.
But while we do that, like, we'll, like, if he's just watching TV and we're all just kind of watching it too and not wanting to pay attention to it, we'll play on our iPads or anything, like, something, but we'll sit together.
Yeah.
So it's still, like, we have that connection, but we're off kind of in our own little worlds, which
is fine. I feel
like
that's kind of happens when you have two TVs. For some reason, it's like, oh, I know you're right there, even though we're watching something totally different and not even really even on the same couch, but you're still there.
Exactly. Like, I feel like there's still that connection, and I don't think anybody should poo-poo it unless you're trying, like, oh, I really want to watch this movie you like, and then not pay attention to it.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
See, that's where it's like, okay, don't look at your phone. Like, but if it's just like hanging out, like, I just want to hang out with my girlfriend sometimes. Can we just have a movie on, talk on occasion, and just hang out? Like, we can look on our phones.
See, that's where you and I are different, because I get together with my girls to watch, like, The Bachelor or something. Mm-hmm. Well, when we can, not right now. Yeah. And every one of them would be on their phones. Except for me, and it would drive me crazy. I'm like, why? I'll just watch this by myself then. Like, if we're not all going to be, like, engulfed in this, like, what, you're on social media, you're on Instagram to just look at other people doing other things. And I'm like, why aren't you present right here, right now with all of your friends? So we differ on that, because that drives me bonkers, especially because it's not like I pick the show and none of you guys else like it. Like, we all supposedly like this show and pick a day, sometimes two nights a week, to watch it together.
And at least for me, like, it's usually me on a game.
So yeah, I have a friend doing that too.
I'm doing a mindless game while I'm watching TV. And if you need to, you need to see me sometimes, because I'll have, like, my snack in bed, like, right, you know, like, yogurt or, you know, chips or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll have the TV going. That's pretty much just like my music or my background noise. I'll have my iPad in front of me and my food. So I'm basically doing three things at once. And everybody else looking at that looks at me like I'm crazy, but it works for me. It works for my brain.
Yeah, I have a friend exactly like that. And it's funny, too, because she can be doing that, playing a game, going on Instagram, and watching the show. And I'm just watching the show, and she will be able to tell me more of what's happening in the show than I can.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, I don't retain information well at all. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's just how. And I'm like, how do you know? You're literally doing 800 things on your phone, too.
I've been doing this since high school. Like, my parents would get mad at me, because I would be on the couch. I'd have the TV going. And sometimes I'd even have some music going or whatever, because I just needed that, like, visual every now and then in the background. I don't know. And then I'd be doing my homework.
Well, it's like
when I would do my homework.
I feel like when a lot of parents used to say, like, you cannot listen to music or watch TV while you're doing your homework. Like, how can you focus? I remember my parents saying that to me when I used to do which I almost never did my homework. But but I feel like it's just like now we're learning that just people's brains are different and people operate differently.
That, and I feel like part of it is because we're learning that people's brains do operate differently, but also because we have to. We live in a world where technology, in our lifetimes alone, like us millennials, technology has changed so fast and so much compared to any other generation ever.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to really just kind of constantly be learning and learning and learning. And I think when I was in high school, I was learning that, like, by the time we were like 30, a lot of the stuff that we learned in high school was going to be obsolete.
Right.
So you're going to have to not only learn a lot of the stuff that everyone else knows and how to learn on top of everything else that's going on now. So you have to learn twice as much.
Dude.
So you need your brain to be able to go here, 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 here.
Yeah, my brain's not very good at that.
And that's all my brain does.
Yeah. Yours does it too much. Mine doesn't do it enough.
Right. I need my brain to chill the F out and let me focus on one thing at a time.
And mine needs to be able to focus on multiple things.
Right. So when people get mad at me, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you at this point. Now that, like, after going to therapy, after getting diagnosed and figuring out the whole ADHD thing, it's like, you can get mad, but I'm not really going to do anything
else
about it.
This is how I've been forever. I'm sorry.
It's like, I'm tired of people getting mad at me. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to have fun.
Yeah.
But we did get one more message, and I turned off my phone. Okay. It says, hey, ladies, I hope all is well in the radio world, and I am just wondering who else can't wait for the quarantine to be over. I just want to go out and see people or go to the drive-in again. From Michael, the musical trucker.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone in the world wants quarantine to be over, but for different reasons.
Yeah, I go through phases.
I know you were having kind of a hard time.
Woo, was I ever. And I still have my moments for sure. But now I'm trying to look at the good things about it.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling once all of this is over,
you're going to miss it.
I'm going to get overwhelmed very, very fast. Because
You don't do well with change.
No, I don't. Especially quick change. At all, right? So I feel like that's really what I was struggling for the first few weeks a lot with this, I think, because it was change. And now that it's becoming like, okay, it's been like over a month now. This is kind of the new normal. I think my system is kind of like, okay, this is what, which is good to know about myself in general.
That like, you can adjust.
I can adapt. I still do have my moments, but like, you know, I'm appreciating the night times when I used to always make myself go to at least one workout class. You know, I'm appreciating that. Okay, no, you know what? It's like 5:30 and I'm already in my pajamas and I'm going to have dinner with my boyfriend. Like those little things that right. I feel like I'm probably going to be like, wow, I took that for granted. So I'm trying to appreciate that kind of thing.
Especially now that he's not working at the moment, you're gonna feel like you miss him when he gets back to work.
Exactly. Like when I get off work here, like I go home and he's home. And that never usually happens because he's usually working longer, you know? So things like that, and like I miss my friends dearly, but I feel like after this, the social life is going to be so much pressure on going to things. My life before this was like Friday night you're going to this person's house, Saturday night you're going out, you know. And so there is none of that right now, and I miss it. But then I also know it's probably going to be a lot when all of this is over. So I'm trying to take those little things that I do miss, but realize, okay, what is the positive side of that?
What are the things you're going to miss once we get over there?
Exactly. Because you know all these memes that are hilarious that are like, I miss this, but thanks for, like, I promise I'll come to events if you invite me now. Like, funny memes. Right. Like, you know when this is all lifted and we're back to our normal lives, everyone will be making memes like, damn, I should have appreciated not having so many social things to go to. Or, yeah, so I'm trying to think of those memes that are going to happen. Like, damn, that's right. So I'm kind of slowly trying to get better with it.
I'm proud of you, though.
Are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you. Like, you, like, and it's also, like, understanding how people's brains work in the sense of, like, not necessarily understanding that I need to figure your brain out, but giving you the space to feel what you got to feel and do what you got to do to be okay.
Yeah.
In the sense, like, you know what? She's not going to be doing so well for a couple of weeks. And if she's a little testy, if she's a little exasperated, I can only be here for this person.
Was I testy?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm just like, I can't blame you because it is hard. We're dealing with an epidemic, like a big old worldwide pandemic situation.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's going to be stressful. And the fact that you took the time to, like, actually focus your brain and say, I'm going to look at the positives.
Yeah, I'm trying to rewire it. Be like, okay, like this, I can't do this anymore. But hey, like, look what I can do.
Right.
Like, look what is coming out of this. Like, my boyfriend and I worked out for like the first time together pretty much since we started dating. And I was like, this is low-key like a little dream of mine. Like,
that's awesome.
And I even looked at him like, babe, this would have never happened if we weren't stuck in the house together. And he was like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
You know? You're going to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So it's been better. It's still difficult, but I'm trying to look at the positive sides.
Like, what is something, like a place or an activity or whatever that you are going to be excited to do once this is over?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go to the club for sure.
Any club in particular? Are you going to go to Portland or something?
No, yeah. Nothing in particular, but I just, a bunch of random sweaty strangers all dancing. I mean, it sounds really weird, but I don't know. And just going to like a bar, you know, it's just so strange. Even when people post like just a year ago or like 5 months ago and be like, remember when we could hang out with people?
Right.
I'm like, that is so wild that we just can't. You know, I'm really hoping to have a barbecue this summer. Who knows? But that would be fun. Even if it's just like 10 people. Like, even that, it feels like such a treat.
Yes.
So it's just wild to think, like, when we look back on this, whenever that is, like, wow, we couldn't even hang out with, like, our friends. Like, it's just so true. So even the little things like that, I'm excited for.
Well, like, for me, like, even just a get-together of, like, four people is, like aside from my roommates, because, I mean, I don't feel lonely because I do have my roommates, and then I do see my folks.
And your wonderful coworkers.
Oh, yes. But like my best friend is pregnant, and she's had a complicated pregnancy, and it's kind of sucked that I haven't been able to be there.
I could not imagine being pregnant right now.
Oh my God. It's been tough. And there was like a minute where they were thinking, well, nobody's going to be allowed in the hospital. She was going to have to give birth without her husband.
Oh, that would be
awful.
So terrible.
Luckily they lifted that. You can have one person, but they can't have anybody visiting.
Yeah. They can't have anyone in the waiting rooms, right?
Nobody. And so basically if you're really not like injured, or you're not the partner of the injured person or whatever it is, you can't be there.
Wow.
So like, and I wasn't going to be in the delivery room or anything. I think it was just going to be her and her husband,
but still
I was going to be there. Like, hey, like the second, like I'll wait, I want to be cool. I don't want to be all clingy and all up in the business here.
Creepy Auntie Vicky.
Right. But basically, whenever you say I can come, like, I'm going to be there at the hospital, like, while you're giving birth, in the waiting room. Like, yeah. I'll be there.
Well, even, like, I feel like right now, like, she probably is having just, like, a lot of movie nights or, like, would want her girls to, like, come over and just you guys would do, like, pedicures or foot spas or, you know, like, fun, relaxing, pregnant activities.
Right. And just, getting together and, like, it's like, and I miss her. And so the other day I actually went to, I had to go to Costco and I hit her up because she has had like gestational diabetes. So it's an high risk pregnancy is what the doctors call it.
That's the diabetes you get when you're pregnant, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Like once the
Some
baby,
people.
Yeah, once the baby's out, she's not going to have diabetes anymore.
Good.
So she has not been wanting to go to Costco. Like they'll go to the grocery store, but
that sounds exhausting. Just not pregnant.
Exactly. So I was going to go to Costco anyways. And I just went and picked up her, you know, her toilet paper. They had paper towels.
Aww.
She's like, can you get me some muffins? Like anything for you, babes.
I got you.
So she's been diabetic. And so she was very strict on what she can and can't eat sugar wise. And she was on insulin. And then as she got more and more pregnant, she had to get put on more insulin, which is actually good because now she can eat a little bit more like fun stuff. She'd have a little bit more in the carbs or sugar.
Oh, so I didn't know that. Okay.
Like, before she would have a muffin and it would just she would just crash and be useless. And now she's like, I can have a muffin.
Oh, poor girl. But when does she do?
So supposedly it was going to be June 5th, but I think they're thinking of
that's
doing
so soon. Mm-hmm.
But because it is the issues of the gestational diabetes, usually they're born earlier. So they're thinking end of May.
Oh, man, that's still very soon.
Oh, yeah. It's like a month away.
Holy moly. She's really pregnant.
Oh, yeah. So I got to see her from afar with her mask on, like when I dropped off all this stuff. And I'm like, I just want to hold your belly. It's so big. And
dude, that's like the weirdest thing. Like, I've dropped some stuff off to my friends, and it's, like, that's so awkward.
You're
like,
so close, but you're so far away.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm going to put it in the middle of us and then run back, and then you run. You know what? It's just so
awkward.
Weird.
It's like, and we sat and talked for a minute, but we were obviously at a distance, like, at the end, like, end of our driveway. But it was really nice to see her and hang out, and it also bums me out. I'm like, I'm probably not going to be able to go to the hospital to see baby. And so I'm like, can you FaceTime me? Like, if it's not too much trouble, because I know you're going to be tired and everything. She's like, of course we're going to FaceTime you. I'm like, yay.
Oh.
So I want to meet him.
I know. I mean, I think of people, like, situations like that. Mm. And I think, like, when I'm having a rough time, I'm like, I couldn't imagine, like, that extra layer, you know, being mm-hmm. or, like, having a big wedding plan and having to cancel or like something and I'm like, okay, just breathe, it could be worse, like you don't have it, you just,
it's like you're not having a wedding right now, you're not having a baby now.
Yeah, exactly.
So that would be,
could you imagine? I would be crazy.
I might have to quit.
I think everyone would have, I would have to quit myself. Dude, like, I would, like, because I even just think of that, and I start to, like, feel emotional and, like,
hyperventilate a little.
Yes, for all of them. And I'm like, whoo, they are. And a lot of them, like, I'm friends with some people, and a lot of them seem to be taking it very well. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if they're just posting on social media taking it very well, but mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, I don't think I'd post on social. I would post on social media than a post, but.
Right.
I'm like, bow down to you guys.
They're freaking handling it like queens. So shout out to all you guys.
Dude. Yeah. And all the significant others. All mm-hmm. the dudes that are being the rock and supporting.
And the ones that aren't, step it up.
Step it up, yes. Just hug them.
Just do what they want.
Yeah.
They want the cake, bring them the cake.
Bring them the whole cake.
And shout out to all, like, the nurses and doctors out there doing, like, everything with these new set of rules and guidelines. It's
amazing. I couldn't imagine.
But I do have to get back to... Why I was looking at my phone.
Yes, why you look? We're looking so excited and happy and smitten. That's the word, smitten.
So a while back, and I don't know if I shared it on the podcast, so I'm going to give a brief kind of update. Like, I met a dude on Instagram.
Okay.
And I started, you know, it's one of those, like, started liking his pics, started liking my back.
He followed you, you followed him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just like, this guy's cute. And we started talking, and we actually got along really well. We went on a couple dates.
What?
The only problem was that he lived in Olympia.
Okay.
This guy.
Oh, so. This is the guy from a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one who is a baker.
Yes.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
So we go, what is it? It was in December. was the last time like we really were talking. It was like beginning of December.
The problem was you guys lived so far away, right?
Okay. And so like the first date we had, we met in Tacoma, and the second one was in Seattle because he was going to go to a show afterwards. So we would meet partway.
Kind of halfway between both of you guys.
And we, what was it? Like, yeah, beginning of December, I went to Philadelphia, and then all hell broke loose with December for me. A lot of stuff going on. I got really sick, and so I was just not on my phone or talking to people while on vacation. There's just a lot of shenanigans ensued. So I hadn't really talked to him, like, here and there, and then I realized he deleted his Instagram. But he hit me up on Snapchat, so I'm like, I'm a witch. All these guys are talking to me that I'm thinking about.
The Snapchat. They all come out of the woodworks at once.
I am a witch, because I was thinking of, like, oh, I wonder how this guy's doing, and then he starts to text me. It's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, I haven't talked to you in, like, 7 months.
Dude, that's powerful.
Like, three dudes in three different platforms.
What?
Yeah.
Also, like, this guy's hitting you up on Snapchat? Is that still a thing?
That's the only social media he, like, went on. He didn't tell me exactly why.
Oh, okay. But he deleted, like, his Instagram and he only
Facebook
has...
Facebook. Yeah, so he only has Snapchat now. So I was just like, hey, how's it going? And so we started texting again. And I was like, I don't know if this would be weird. Because texting, I hate, because we're doing stuff. I'm busy running around. Either it's I go to work, try to nap, you know,
yeah,
babysitting.
You're doing stuff throughout the day.
Right.
Where so you're like, it may be a few hours for you.
To like message, or if it's like a bigger message, it's like, okay, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel like you have a really good, meaningful conversation, because by the time you do all the simple, like, hey, what are you up to? What's this? You don't have an answer in a while. Okay, well, what are you up to now? Like, when they finally do reply, it's like you're asking the same questions over and over again, and it's worse than small talk.
Yeah. And then if it does try to get into a meaningful conversation, it's like paragraphs long.
Yeah.
And for me, that's just like so much to answer. And then there's so much pressure into like answering at a certain time. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I got to set like 20 minutes aside to answer this. Like,
right.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And we had actually discussed like going to Seaside and Astoria, because like he loves that area. I love that area, back in December. But just like I said, December just was a crapshoot.
Went to S.
Oh, yeah. So he even joked. He's like, hey, when are we going to Seaside?
And I'm
like, hey.
Like recently?
Yeah, like in our texts and
so
stuff.
So were you guys texting through the Snapchat ad or are you guys actually texting?
We went back to texting.
Okay, good. That's a good
sign. Just because I never check Snapchat.
And Snapchat's ratchet.
That's what it's used for, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, okay, you guys are really texting. All right.
All right. And so I know some people like you don't really like talking on the phone, don't like video chats, but you've acclimated to the times.
Dude, look at me. I am a grown woman. Just kidding. I still don't really like it, but I do it.
I mean, you do it.
Yeah.
And I know some people don't like it. And I don't know if that's like a big step or whatever for some people because they don't like to do it.
It's
like
a personal thing. I think it is nowadays.
It's like a personal thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, we don't have to do this, but I think it would be better if we talked on the phone or a video chat. Like, I think it'd be more fun.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love that idea.
Oh.
And so we started kind of planning, like, what are we going to do? Like, when should we do this? So it's like, okay, we can have dinner, internet dinner Friday night. So we're each going to make our own dinner.
Cute.
And eat dinner together.
Yes.
And he even joked. He's like, I'll be sure to wear my sexy underwear in case things get heated up. And I'm like, well, is sexy underwear quarantine code for clean underwear? Like, I just need to know.
Are you gonna change your underwear or?
And I'm like, should we do like a theme? And he was like, holy crap, now you're gonna make me overthink. Like, what I meant theme is like, are we doing Italian? Like, are we having, you know, what's the vibe? Like,
oh, like, are we casual? Are we like kind of dressing up?
Because I feel like an a-hole just coming in my pajamas and he's dressed up.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Right.
So that's a good question.
Yes, it's like, I don't want to put in too much effort. I want to put in the right amount of effort.
Oh, I think you should just slap on some makeup and put a Locust shirt on. He'll be happy.
I mean, like, even the makeup seems like too much for me.
Girl, you're going to be seen.
I know. And so when I asked him, he's like, I think my theme will be man looking for any excuse to drive 2 hours away to do some good old fashioned sinning.
Whoa!
So that's our joke. Like, whenever we're going to do some alone time, I'm like, he's like, what do you got planned for today? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do some baking, do some laundry, maybe do some sinning later.
Does that mean touching yourself?
Yes. It does, Sarah. It really does.
Okay, just had to clarify.
So as of right now, the idea is like Asian food. And so we were going to do this app that I got. It's called House Party. And it's
Netflix app?
No, it's actually different.
Oh, yeah. And you can, like, play games on it,
yes,
right?
And so he's like, I already have that on my phone, so it's perfect. So we're going to maybe play some games and just hang out and talk about what's going on and life in general.
And have dinner.
So I have a date on Friday.
I love that.
And it's going to be virtual.
I thought that was, I was going to suggest games, mm-hmm. like how you have sometimes, like, would you rather this or that right. kind of thing? Because that's, like, a super fun, you can mm-hmm. do that with anyone and have a good time mm-hmm. type of thing. Have a drink or two.
Right. And so I'm like, okay, like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be different.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people are doing that, mm-hmm. having dates over Zoom or FaceTime or whatever.
I did see one, this dude, a quick one. He saw this chick. She went to the roof of her building. They live in, like, an apartments, like, in a city.
Yeah.
And she was just dancing. She was up in there dancing.
Yeah.
And he sees her. And so he has, like, a little drone. And he sends her, like, a little message on the drone. It's like, you're beautiful or something.
Really?
And so they ended up, like, he helped set it up with her roommate, and they set up a date. So she went on the roof. Like, the roommate put, like, a table and dinner and stuff there. So she goes, and, like, she's all dressed up, and they're doing, like, FaceTime.
Yeah.
And he's sitting on his balcony, so they could see each other from afar, but they're still looking at each other via their phones.
Wow, that's a lot of effort.
It was a lot of effort, but it was a really cute video to watch. It's like, I got a date with the dancing girl.
That's awesome.
So it was really, really sweet.
And so cool with the drone and giving her a note and stuff. Oh, fancy. Right. So what are you going to wear?
I have no idea. I got to figure out. Because, like, Asian food, I'm thinking teriyaki for me.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, but that's more casual, right?
I'm like, you're not going to make it, though, are you?
Well, like, teriyaki's easy.
Oh, really?
It's just slap on some sauce and some chicken and then grill it.
Oh, see, I would get takeout because they do something crazy to that teriyaki sauce. But
for me, it's all about the salad dressing.
That's true. I know, but I mean, it's not really fancy, but I mean, it's.
But just
add, like, a glass of wine. A glass of wine makes everything look fancy.
Right. My big old Stitch. I have a Stitch from Lilo and Stitch wine glass.
Yeah.
Well, my orange juice in my wine glass.
I think if he's trying to sin, if this is the vibe, like, I want to drive 2 hours to sin, like, I would definitely dress sexy.
It's like, all right.
Not necessarily fancy, but sexy.
And that's also why I wanted to kind of get the vibe. I'm like, if you're thinking Italian, like, do I wear a dress? Like, do I actually not eat dinner in my pajamas in my room? Like, in my bed.
I mean, I would still be in the bed, but maybe. Well, and the cool thing about video chat is that you can really just see the top half.
Right.
So your bottom half could be sweatpants, pajama pants, whatever. But as long as those boobs are out, woo!
Like, low-cut shirt.
Do you think you're gonna do house party sex?
I don't think so.
House party's the app, everyone.
Yes.
Because there's Skype sex. My friend had a date and, like, had Zoom sex, and I was like, what's the fancy word for the sex through?
Was it cyber sex?
Cyber sex?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you're going to do the cyber sex?
I haven't done that in a long time.
I know!
It's just, like, you have to get the lighting right, and then, like, if you're holding the phone, or you have to, like, prop it up, it's just too much work.
I feel like if he's trying to sin, though.
I mean, I'll send him some pictures, and we'll call it good.
That's a happy medium.
I think it's a happy medium.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear all about this.
We'll have to talk about it next week.
Yes!
We're going to move on and go on to the next podcast. So, bye for now.
Bye!